next to e-streaming, right? Esports and e-streaming for the longest amount of time used to go hand in glove, but now I think e-streaming has also evolved, right? From just being about esports, now has become like a form of real form of entertainment for people. So Anirudh, maybe would love to get your thoughts, given Loco obviously is one of the biggest homegrown destinations for e-streaming, right? On how the space has really evolved, right? From being one that is dedicated to sports to now that is now really coming up as an alternate form of entertainment, right? People are now actually budgeting, if I were to spend say 2 hours on TikTok, that time is probably being spent here over and above the additional time that is getting created, right? So would love to get your thoughts on how the overall space has evolved in terms of the viewers, what kind of viewers are seeing it, and also in terms of the streamers, right? What does it take to be the right streamer?
Yeah, I think it's I mean, the time spent story is actually kind of crazy, right? We are seeing on our platform, even someone who's following maybe 10 streamers, they're spending daily time spent is 1 hour, 10 minutes, right? Which is crazy. And it's 15, 20 minute sessions, right? So long form viewing. This is not, you know, versus say a TikTok, which is, you know, shorter form viewing. So it's a really interesting, different sort of, if you draw that quadrant, which I always draw, if you have to divide media platforms, right, into long form and short form and kind of unproduced, aka authentic content and produced content. Live has traditionally been very difficult to do well. Live and quality are orthogonal to each other because you just don't get time to do something again. You can't do retakes, whatever. So general live streaming was hard to do. Game streaming gave you a prompt. And so it was easy. Worst case, you could always give some commentary, even if you were not talented. Of course, if you were talented, you could do wonders with that sort of prompt. So I think gaming has really helped live, and live is the sort of center or the center of that gaming universe. I think the big thing that's happened is, these games, as Manish said, 2019, the fact that internet, we finally went from kind of dollar a gig to 10 cents a gig. You saw a lot of people playing these games. These games had the right mix of skill and strategy that makes them interesting to watch. And once you have fan bases developed for individual streamers, then people just want to hang out with them. Right now, when I was a kid, I'm a big Sachin fan, then I would love to be in a net with Sachin, right? You can do that today with these guys. You can go to a custom room in Loco. We have a one-click solution to do that also. So you can actually get, and one of the, for me, one of the early moments, which I was completely blown away by was, one of the gamers was in Erangel, which is a map in BGMI. And people saw him and they started dropping their weapons in front of him, like as if they met like Salman Khan or Shah Rukh Khan on a map. And they were like, "Arey bhai, mil gaya, bhai mil gaya, bhai mil gaya." Like it was like, it is a nuts moment. Like you're like, wow, what is happening here? So I think that there is a fandom, obviously, which is very, very important. And I think a lot of streamers are realizing, much like sports people before them, but with many more avenues to build that, is that their playing career is not going to be around forever. Like they're not going to be the top of the game forever. So they quickly have to build a brand for who they are. Like Scout is much more acerbic. He's gets angry. Like he's more like, what I call Virat Kohli 1.0 in terms of his like mindset. But then there's Mortal. Mortal is much more like Sachin Tendulkar, very friendly, the grand old man of the game. So each person has like a personality. These squads and teams are getting personalities. So that's causing a, tribalism in their fan base. So I think that's really important. And then people are now creating newer versions of that. The other thing that's happening, which is really interesting, which I've seen on our platform, is that, for example, in the South, we've seen that people have more PCs or PC population is more anecdotally. And you're seeing GTA getting crazy content. Like if you watch that content, it is so fun. And these guys are all playing GTA all the time. So it's, newer forms, as Manish rightly pointed out, as newer forms of content come out, you're going to see newer and newer content creators also come in and do better and create new forms of content. The other thing that's happening is that localization is also happening, right? So you have streamers from different parts of India. They speak a certain way. They tell you about, certain things in their life. Because these are long streams. They're streaming for 8 hours often. So they talk about their everyday life. I ate this, I did this. So the relatability factor comes in as well. And I think that's something that only live and authentic has, right? Which is, I see the person sitting in a chair, like they're not, there is no, the pretense is less, right? So they are being themselves. They tell you what happened. I didn't do well in this game, or my day is going badly, or it's going well, whatever. So that's there. And then they interact with fans a lot. And I think that's where we also as a platform are looking to improve and increase the interactivity between streamers and viewers. And I think the interesting thing is what people have realized, and I think Manish touched on it very rightly, is that lockdown did one important thing, which is that seeing a guy in a chair or a girl in a chair speaking is not a weird thing anymore. People are like, oh, okay, it's cool. They're on Zoom kar raha hai. Right? Like, it's like just normal thing. And I think that's important. And I always use the lens of someone who, you know, growing up, I didn't have the resources to travel all the time. The only way I could travel was by watching TV. Right, watching sports, seeing what different stadiums look like, watch, you know, some Nat Geo or something and see, oh, this is what the rest of the world looks like. And today you can experience, if you play, and I play a lot of BGMI, is like you can find people from around India and they hang out on these in these maps. So they know each other. Some people are competitive. So then, you know, I get completely smashed in those and they always abuse me that, how, why did you come in my team? But others will just hang with you saying, oh, where are you from? How's life in Bombay? Like, as if like Bombay is some other country, right? Because they've never visited, they don't know. And they are seeing it now from a lens of another person. Often they think I'm younger than I am, but you know, that's a great new form of hangout as well. So I think in terms of time spent, it's you know, pretty crazy. And the viewership trends change. So when the game, when PUBG Mobile got banned, then it became just all about live streaming. Like, I want to be hanging out with these streamers. As the games come back, the esports interest has again improved significantly, I would say. And actually, we are seeing crazy numbers on esports tournaments right now. It will change again. This is just normal viewership. People will get kind of bored of it. Then you will go to what these role-playing games, like I'm saying, people are seeing that. But for that, newer forms of content have to release. Right? Apex Legends is releasing today, so we're all excited about it. But whatever, there could be some other role-playing games, some fun games. Those things will improve the quality of content. And we're not nowhere close to, you know, how many streamers will ultimately emerge in India.
So just picking up on your point, Anirudh, about them speaking of Bombay like a different country altogether, which points towards the increasing penetration, right? It's there in tier 2, there in tier 3, there in tier 4, everywhere. So from a platform's perspective, how does one think of cultivating some of these streamers, similar to, say, what a TikTok did by building their own stars, right? So how should a platform think about cultivating their own streamers?
So this is my personal theory. I mean, I don't know, other people don't share it in the market. So, you know, I'm a bit different on that count. So I believe in the sort of blockbuster theory of entertainment, which is that the easiest way to create a star is to align them with another star, right? You launch, you know, Anushka Sharma by putting her in a movie with Shah Rukh Khan. Then Anushka is also a star. Then you can launch someone else with Anushka. Right? This is the old way. YouTube was also built this way, actually. So this is not some like rocket science I've come up with. So there are people who are already popular. The first guy who will win a tournament like Seoul, which is a very well-known team, right? All the members, the people who cycle through that, they're all famous today because they won the first big tournament. You know, TSM Entity, which now some people are in this team called Godlike, they're all famous because they won the first few tournaments. You remember, like, it's like the 83 moment. You remember who won those first tournaments. But they now can give, you know, their sheen to other people. And so there is a content way to do it. And then there's obviously a product way to do it. So, for example, we look at, you know, things like who's getting the most live watch hours with the best quality, right? Who's getting the regular amount of chat, right? Is the chat long? You know, is the chat garbled, right? And then we actually have physical people go watch the stream to see, is there any, you know, because some people, you know, they do some fraudulent methods also on these streams. So removing that and keeping a great quality of entertainment, promoting the right people up. In fact, we have a tab on Loco, which I think no other game streaming app had, which is only for new streamers, right? The Discovers tab is actually to discover new people versus, you know, in Discover Instagram, you get the same, you know, 5-10 kind of genres. So it's really important to provide that platform as a, you know, as a platform, we need to do that. The interesting thing is, if I show you, like I was saying earlier, the spread of cities and towns, you're going to get tier Z. Like, I don't even know that those tiers exist. Like 100 plus cities and towns have been formed. And honestly, our geographic, precision there is not great. Because I've done user interviews where I'll ask the guy, ki aap Jaipur mein ho? And he'll say, nahi bhai, main to 4 ghante dur rehta hun Jaipur se, wo bas mera phone mein hoga us din Jaipur pe, to aapko laga main Jaipur se hun. मैं यूनिवर्सिटी जाता हूँ जयपुर में, इट टेक्स मी टू आवर्स, सो मोस्ट डेज आई डोंट इवन गो, सो आई जस्ट प्ले फ्रॉम माय होम एंड देन टू थ्री गाइस गेट टुगेदर एंड दे वॉच विद मी बिकॉज़ आई हैव अ फोन. आई मीन देयर आर क्रेजी स्टोरीज ऑफ दिस सॉर्ट. यू गो टू यू नो अश्विन माय पार्टनर वाज ट्रैवलिंग इन केरला ड्यूरिंग द लॉकडाउन, ऑल द किड्स वर प्लेइंग फ्री फायर. Right, so it's everywhere in India, and I think the long tail, as we call it, gets created when there is a head of the tail. So that head is important. It starts creating the sheen that gives gives kind of access to newer talent from this tail, and that's what we are also doing. And actually, if you see today, we have a fairly long tail of streamers, and a lot of these guys say, you know, they want to get the local contract. Some of them want to show their game so that other people and teams can watch it. Some of them feel that, okay, and they're starting small also. I've seen people put local guys, like some local advertisers logo on their stream. So there's this sort of, you know, excitement of building your own business that's also coming. Right? We have streamers who started, I mean, we have two, three very famous guys there in small towns. One is, you know, in a village near Karnal in Haryana. They started just as one person. They had an old computer and they used to just go live and he used to use his phone and go live. But he was very regular. And he is basically now become so big on the platform. He's got his sister to become a streamer, his brother to become a streamer. And he used to tell me, hey, it doesn't matter if I'm there or my brother is there. I say, yes, the brother, you give him a new channel. You don't have to share your channel, give him another channel. You know, so they're also discovering this form of entertainment. And some of it also, like they have a you know, giveaways, etc., are big in gaming, so they are able to use that as a growth lever and as they go, and then they do local tournaments, for example. So this is similar to sport and entertainment. They are becoming scouts, for example. They start doing running talent agencies, right? So very similar to how entertainment is built as well. So all of these things are happening now, and you know, that's why like it's such an exciting time, because the talent you see now, I think in about 2 years, you will see regional numbers and people you never thought will reach depths that they can now. And you've seen it on YouTube before. So we've seen this movie before where, you know, whether it's a Total Gaming or whether it's Ashish Chinchlani. Honestly, Ashish is a good friend of mine. And I was, when we launched Loco, I was his first advertiser and his largest advertiser. And people used to always make fun of me saying, oh, why did you give him business? Who watches his content today? He's obviously like, everybody wants to sign him for his show and stuff, right? And that's because I've realized that there is entertainment till South Bombay, then there's entertainment till Virar, and then there's the rest of the country, right? And so you have to catch on to what each of these guys likes and watches and what they find relatable. And you're seeing that today across the board in streaming as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Anirudh, just picking up on what you said, right? While streamers are excited to make this a business, and the cost of infra has also reduced drastically post-Jio. Do you still feel that there are some limitations to smartphone and data infra, especially in tier 2, tier 3 cities? And this could be a good segue into the e-streaming tooling market, right? Is there an opportunity that still remains to be solved on the tooling side?
See, my view on this, again, it's my personal view, is that a lot of this is hardware driven. You know, 5G will create new opportunities on this for sure. We are working with a very large hardware manufacturer right now to do a loco mode in the phone, where you can actually get the most optimized setting for your phone. But even if you look at the PC market, usually the big streamers have two PCs. One is the PC where they play, one is the PC where they stream from. When you come down to the mobile streaming, the beginner streamers need a streaming solution because they will not invest in a laptop or a desktop. So there we have a solution. There are others also. Omelette, of course, is the most famous, I would say, in that community. When we started, that was the name you heard the most. And you know, obviously TJ is here, so we can talk about it a bit more. But I think there is a challenge there. There is significant lag that shows up. Your phone heats up. These phones are not often, if they're not the top-end phone, you will often find that you know, the performance of the phone declines significantly if you're streaming and gaming, because both use resources of the phone pretty heavily. So you need the phone to plug into something else so that takes away the streaming load if you're streaming every day. Gaming by itself, I think we are in a relatively better spot. On the streaming side, the other problem that you often see is like there's jitter, right? Because people are not on wired internet. And even if they're wired, they're on Wi-Fi. So there's you know, up and down. So how do you know if someone's not disconnected, for example, right? So there are those kind of problems which honestly, most of the problems that exist today, the answer there is not going to be, some software solution. There has to be a hardware solution that comes in, and there are people in the hardware world working on it, which is why we are trying to work with them to say that, okay, this is what our streamers need. This, come test with us, provide those modes. And I think, I feel like, as you go to 5G and beyond, you're moving rapidly to a world where everyone has a good standard smartphone and 5G internet. So this change in infrastructure will make the market conditions even more conducive for publishers to do what Manish was saying. And in 4G, and before 4G, people watched. After that, they want to interact and create. So you will see the percentage of creators and people who attempt it will also improve. So, whether it's latency, reliability, battery usage, all of those will improve. But there are issues today. It's not, I don't know of any streamer, to give you a reverse stat, of any quality who's not using a desktop to stream today. They're obviously playing on their phone, but they're all connected to the desktop. Streaming on phone is hard.
Yeah, I think would be a good opportunity to get TJ in here because he's been running Omelette, which was one of the first e-streaming tools out there, right? TJ, what are the key pain points that you're solving for the gamers in your geographies?
And TJ, maybe sure. If you can overlay that also with, I guess, opportunities in markets which are unique like India with all the sort of challenges around, data and bandwidth and smartphone quality, would be helpful if you can, maybe sort of weave that in as well.
Sure. So I think that, streaming from mobile is a little bit of a different sort of experience for people than being a pro streamer. It's sort of how you get your feet wet a lot of the times. And, for what we see is that people sort of, diverge down one of two paths. Like one path is they realize that this is a community activity and I'm reaching a small group of people that I really wanna, play with and show off to get together. And so they end up forming like kind of not a celebrity community, but more like a little local league. Or they go down the route of, they start to get a lot of supporters and a lot of following and they diversify into more channels. They get enough donations, they buy hardware, and they're doing all different kinds of things at that point. And so I think that, we look at the mobile as sort of the gateway into that. And whether, you start with the mobile content, it's free to play, lots of people are playing it. So it gives you that opportunity to sort of break into that market with that backdrop of something to support you with content while you're trying to see, do I have the personality and the engagement with my audience to do this? But different people will just be able to have that kind of presentable personality. And so I think that, the actual market for people who are like interested in this are maybe 10 or 20% of people would really go and stream themselves. If you're looking at sort of the under 30 age group, and some of them actually look at it like, I could go make a video, but that's really hard, right? Like I have to do all this editing and all that crap. Like I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be me. Like, these streamers, they get to get up there and be themselves. And that's really fun for everybody who's involved, right? So they actually like that it's, lower production and more, earnest. And so, there's going to be so many people trying this out. And, there's a lot of opportunity for people to try it out again and again when each game comes out and see if, they develop themselves to be able to actually take on that challenge. And so I think that, just as the hardware and the networks get up to par, you just have more people who can break through that boundary. Because we kind of see it like, when the networks are bad, maybe only 20% of streamers who go try it out have a chance to get their personality to show through. And when the phones are too weak, that puts a gating factor on it. But that keeps getting more and more and more. And so, the mobile gives the chance for people to show that off, try it out. And so it's important to really capture those folks who do make it and like do something cool with them, get them into your own agency or something like that. Or to, take a different tack and focus on the community side of that and what you can do, out of that.
Yeah, I actually wanted to just add, this is the same journey we've seen in India as well. Like when you start, they'll start, like, for example, we have Loco Studio, they'll start on Loco Studio. So you'll see a lot of people, 10,000 people, and we've provided obviously incentives to get them started as well. And they start and then they diverge, as TJ is saying. Some people are happy being small, but they will never be, you know, obviously the guys who are making tons of money, they're doing it for fun and there are enough of them and they actually watch a lot of other streams. So they're a very critical part of the community. So, and they will report. And so we consider them like power users. They always report other people. These guys are doing fraud. This guy is a great player. This guy is very great talent. Have you heard of this guy? So they are like your hardcore guys and hardcore users. And then obviously people diverge. As soon as I've seen even, I want to say 30K subscribers, 40K subscribers, people immediately buy a laptop. And then they start from there. So I agree with TJ, as things improve, that funnel will broaden. And that's how you will see more people trying. And once they try, is only when they'll know whether they're good or not.
Yeah. And TJ and Anirudh, I think we are also seeing a lot of Indian startups which provide these free tools first as a key GTM, right? And then look to build distribution or monetization. What do you think about the strategy? And do you think that the strategy could be leveraged to build that distribution?
Can you repeat the first part? We're breaking up on my end.
So TJ, you said, right, that there are a lot of these free tools nowadays coming up to democratize e-streaming. And we are seeing that in India as well. Several Indian startups are providing these tools to the long tail of gamers as a key GTM and then look to build that distribution on the platform, right? Do you think that's a viable strategy? Do you think tools can be leveraged to build distribution?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Like, we did this, and I know it can be done. But I think it's much more competitive now. So I would say that, you know, the amount of free organic users you get from having like a super duper streaming tool now is like half what it was 2 years ago. So there's just that much more pressure out there and more opportunities out there for people who do it. I think that, you know, it's really about looking at your funnel and seeing who you want to capture, because all the people that you bring in, you know, they will eventually graduate if they're those most valuable users, if you don't capture them, or if you don't, you know, give them a community to feed into. And so I think, you know, instead of necessarily just thinking of it as long tail, like I have this tool and we'll get a lot of people doing a lot of different things, you know, that's a backdrop, that's your market research, that you'll get some of that, but you have to find certain ones that really work and like double down on them in some kind of way, like creator programs that support them or cultivating those communities, doing something with it. So it's about finding other niches, and there's tons, right? So I think that's the place where if there's a lot of competition in the space and the opportunities for having pretty easily accessible ability to build these tools, you know, the barriers are going down and down, right? So, you know, people are gonna have to focus on the operations niche to really stay differentiated and then build a business.
Yeah, I mean, I personally don't think that's a good GTM for India, because, you know, when you're going to market, you have to know, I think TJ put it really well, what time frame you're in and what sort of market conditions exist, right? So what worked 5 years ago may not work today, and what works today will not work 5 years later, right? So that's something that's a market awareness you need to have. You know, the TikTok method that, okay, like it's a romanticization of how things work, which is, okay, I'm going to create a point and shoot and it'll work well. It worked well because the editor had the most value there. Because what, you know, when I use Musical.ly the first time, and there's a big reason we didn't actually build it, and maybe we should have, given what happened later. I mean, obviously, we didn't have any policy crystal ball, but I was just blown away at the quality of the product. Like, I was like, I can create an MTV-style video, which I watched as a kid, for free. Like, this is insane. And but that doesn't happen so much with streaming, because a lot of mobile streaming, as TJ and I were mentioning earlier, is a hardware limitation, not a software problem. And so what is really happening, you're basically getting a screen capture, then you're putting some Agora audio rooms, right? This is a clunky solution. So unless you have actually have a 10x better solution where it's going to make it lag free or your phone won't heat up, most of these are not the 10x solution that you need for mobile streaming to become you know, viable. So that will, like I was saying earlier, will come from hardware. And, you know, and you can see this even on, you know, in the PC world. You know, we compare Streamlabs to what happened with Twitch, right? That's a simple comparison. And as TJ is saying, one of the things which I liked about Omelet when we were looking at 2019, they also had a front end where you could actually watch streams. And there was a community element that they were going for versus saying, okay, look, this is a way, this will be like Streamlabs where we just, you know, let you stream, right? So I think the tools market is relatively smaller. And what you will continue running into is either a graduation problem where they'll say, okay, now my business is valuable, so the top of the funnel just leaps. Or they're going to be like running into tech problems, which is that if you are a streaming tool which is servicing YouTube, YouTube is never servicing you. They won't even return your call, right? So you don't know why something failed. Like today, and you can go on my on our Instagram page, there are many times where I reply to people and then they nail me publicly. Like you will see it. This is like a common, you know, my self-esteem gets completely ruined every hour. And they use very colorful language, but actually they're great users because then they reply to me on Instagram privately and we do sessions with them to figure out what happened. Because these are not usual cases because we're testing out the usual cases. These are edge cases, which is what Twitch has gotten good at on PC, for example. Like these software, like again, this is sorry to go into that philosophy, but like a lot of what looks like a smooth platform is a bunch of edge cases that they've taken care of already. They yeah. know that this stuff is going to break in like 10 different ways at different scale levels. So you need to have that front end because what will happen is if you don't do that today, you're going to have a tool. By the time you build some community, some guys already built the front end and then you're kind of stuck because you don't have the front end. All your streamers is going there because you have no way to keep them. So that community element is critical. Whoever the community is with, they will definitely benefit. And I think you can see that in Twitch, right? And I always remind my team of the one of my favorite blog posts by Mark Andreessen of the product market fit is that just a good enough product can also win if there's a big market and you're solving their basic problem. Twitch didn't even have Rewind for a long time, right? When you think about esports viewership, like that's the number one feature they've asked us for. But they've really invested in that community and the community knows that. So they don't just leave them like just because YouTube has Rewind. Right. So that part of it, I think that's why I'm saying the tooling for me is not not such a hot way of actually building. It's a good business by itself. It can be, you know, it can be like a SaaS business. Then you're in a different world and you guys are better evaluators of that than I am.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/matrixmoments. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.